Welcome to Bad Podcast.
It's been a while since we've
done Bima and Dad podcast.
Just boys talk. So
It's been three weeks since the last time.
Well,
oh my god.
Yeah, you might be asking, hey, Bima and Dad, what did you guys do in those 3 weeks? Well, a lot of things.
By sleeping,
eating,
working,
taking a shower,
working out. We're working out, you know. And this is my coach.
So,
thanks, coach. Yeah, so it's true that I asked Bima to be my coach.
Yes.
I asked him to remind me to work out. And I'm gonna give him some salary at the end of the month.
Money.
At the 25th, bro. You're gonna get yours.
Rich.
Not necessarily, it's only like a small amount of money,
but kids,
it's kind of big for him, right?
Yeah, but for kids it says like, oh my god, I got $50.
I got 50,000, not 50 bucks.
50,000
rupiah, which is like $3.5.
Yeah,
something like that.
So like, oh my gosh, I can buy so much bubble gum.
I can buy so much Pokemon cards.
That is me. That is obviously me. When I get some pocket money,
you wasted it.
Yeah, the majority is used for Pokemon cards.
You're using it for Pokemon and for lunch, right?
Yes. But the lunch is just for the minority, so yeah.
Well, you can do what is important for you.
Well, yeah.
If you buy small lunch, so you can buy cards. Well, then it's your call.
Cheap.
But don't let it replace your lunch, okay? Because you need the lunch. You need energy for the rest of the day.
This.
Ooh, look at that. So soft. Okay. Ooh, it's been 2 minutes and 30 seconds already. Okay.
Wow.
Our topic today is
other people.
Like we said in our last episode, like 3 weeks ago.
Dude, we already said it's been 3 weeks.
I know.
Already know.
So, what do you think of other people? Who is other people to you, man?
Other people are fellow humans.
Ooh, nice. That's a wide range of other people. But yeah, that works too.
Other people are fellow humans.
So you mean from other ethnicity, other nation, other religion? You mean
other families?
Other families. Yeah, they're all other people.
Yeah.
So what do you do with other people?
Well, you treat them with respect as much as you treat yourself with
Boy, I'm so proud of you. Oh, give me that. So proud of my big boy. Sup, y'all? That's right, boy. I think you should treat other people with respect, with what?
Well,
with love.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you should treat them with respect as much as you treat yourself with respect.
Boy, that's deep. That's deep.
That's deep, boy.
But do you really do that to other people?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, that's good. That's good. So, if you see a beggar, for instance, you see a beggar on the street. So, what do you do?
I help him.
You help him?
Mm-hmm.
By what?
Giving him food.
Okay.
Giving him some water, supplies. Well, I would say a first aid kit, but I don't know where we get it.
But what about if they are just doing it for the money? If they give you food, then they say, no, I don't need food, I need money.
Fine, take the money.
Yeah, but by giving the money, I think that it's my opinion, okay? By giving the money, and then you will let them keep what they're doing. you let them be a beggar.
Well, you do have a point there.
Yeah, so we have to do something. If we think that being a beggar is not really good,
yeah. We
should give them something that makes them come out of
begging.
From begging, right? But you know what, sometimes they are just doing it for the money. So you have to be more careful when you're giving a beggar some money, and then you should know if it helps him, it helps them or not. Your money can help them, but your money can also make them stay begging for the rest of their lives, which is
not good.
That's right.
Bad news.
I think it's a tough call for us. Usually, if I see a beggar and then I will stay out, I won't give them anything yet.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Because you know what? If I go to the same route, in the next day or in the week, then you will see them again and again and again. So you know that they are not begging for what they need, which is food. They're begging for work, which I think we should help them more to just more than survive, but to revive, to work decently, right?
Mm-hmm. So like you mean like you want them to get a new life, which is get a job or something?
A decent job, a decent pay, so you can provide for yourself, right?
Yeah, that actually is good advice.
That's right. So, have you heard if you can give them kail atau apa? Pancingan atau apa?
Bait?
Yeah, if you can give them the fishing rod, don't give them fish. So you know what? If you give them a fishing rod, then they can fish for themselves,
and
right?
Then?
Which is like a job. Giving them a fishing rod is like giving them a job, so they can provide for themselves. You know what? What makes me sad when I see a beggar is when I see a beggar with small child.
Oh, that's sad, children. Man. That is sad.
That's right. My heart breaks every time. Because of what? You know, when kids like your age, like 9 or 10 years old, you're almost 10, bro.
Hey!
You know what? When kids your age, they are sleeping all day long, I was like, what are you giving him?
Yeah.
Right? They should be active.
Yeah, they should be running around.
That's right.
Running around.
That's right.
Just minding their own business, not just sleeping around in some sidewalk.
That's right. That breaks my heart every time.
Yeah, their muscles can weaken, you know.
That's right.
Not good.
And you know, I think if the adult give them like drugs, something like drugs to keep them sleeping, that is evil.
No, that is not evil. That is horrible.
It is horrible and evil.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are, as Christians, we are called to love them.
Yeah.
Yes, we should love them still.
Yeah.
We love them by giving them what they need. Okay? Well, if we don't know what they need, probably we should start talking to them. Right?
Yeah.
Just say hi, what are you doing here, and why are you here, something like that, right?
Yeah.
So you know when, oh man, I'm so hungry, I'm starving, I need food or something like that. Oh, okay, we can bring food, right?
Yeah, we can.
Or they say, oh, we don't have somewhere to sleep. Well, really?
Really?
Where have you been sleeping all day, all these years? Oh, I have a house and a village. Well, if you need some money to go to village, back to the village, well, I think we can find some for you, right? Okay. So, anyway.
Wait. One random example, what if he doesn't have a house?
Well, we can find a shelter house for them.
There are
many actually shelter houses like panti asuhan in Indonesia.
Got it.
Right? They can stay there for a while until they
get
settled with work and salary and stuff like that.
Or
and then they can
for children, they can go there until they get adopted or they're old enough to work for themselves.
That's right. But you know what? Sometimes beggars that we see on the city, they have a big house at the village, at their village.
So they're just scamming?
That's right. So?
Not good.
That's right. They are scamming us, that's for sure. Well, some of them, but some are really, really in need of food and money and shelter.
Or, well, I don't have another example.
So anyway, if we are involved in church activities, we can talk to the church people. Hey guys, I saw this family that needs help.
Yeah.
We need to give them hot food. We need to give them blankets or shoes. Come on, let's gather up. Let's collect.
Gather
what
up.
We need. Okay. That we can do, right? We can use our friends. We can call our friends and ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we can give or help and love them.
Well, there's another good thing we can do by donating.
That's right. We can donating.
Uh-huh.
Things
like,
that still good
still,
for use.
Yeah, it's still well. It's used, but yeah, it can still be used.
Mm-hmm.
So like shoes.
That's right.
If they're still usable, but your foot is too big, then you can give it to homeless people.
That's right. So let's talk about something else.
Got it.
Can you tell me who is other people in your school?
Well, I just call them potential friends.
Why is that?
Because they can be my friends.
They have already been your friends?
Yeah.
Some of them?
And some of them might be my friends.
Mm.
So I don't just call them like strangers or stuff.
But you know their names, some of them, right?
Yes, but I always call them potential friends. But
hello, good morning, potential friends.
No.
How are you? Oh no, you don't do that?
No, I never say hi to them.
Why?
Because I don't know their names.
Okay, no problem. But if you don't know their names, but they are looking at you and you're looking at them, well, why don't you say hi? Hi.
Which might
and
be awkward.
Start chit chat, right?
Yeah.
So, where are you going? So, where have you been?
But what if
what's your holiday
on
like?
Rush?
Is that a she? Or a
I know.
Dude!
Dude, what up?
Okay. How about teachers? Teachers are other people too, you know?
Yeah. What do you call them?
Teachers. Bapak ibu guru, teachers.
No,
so,
what do you call them as other people?
Well, there are other people too. Anyway,
then what do
you know?
What?
Do you know what God commands us? The two most profound command. Number one is to love. To love God with all your heart, all your strength, all your might, and so on and so on. Okay, love God. And the second one is to love other people. as you love yourself.
No!
That's right. That is the easiest way to remember. Love God and love others. It's a cross. Okay? Now, okay. We have a new segment that we are going to answer random questions that I found online.
It's called Ask Me.
Okay. From give me a number between 1 and 50.
1.
What? Come on, man. You gotta be more creative than that. Okay, no problem. Number 1. What was the best part of your day?
My best part of the day was when I don't know. There's a lot of fun stuff I did today.
Mhm.
So
what was the best part? Not the fun part.
Okay, the best part.
Mhm.
Let me rewind.
Today.
Oh, today. Wait, let me rewind.
Okay.
It's when I wake up.
Mm-hmm. Why is that? Why?
Because when I get up in the morning, I feel super duper fresh.
Oh, yeah.
And that makes me happy.
Ooh, nice. You want to know mine?
No.
No.
Time for your question, sweetie.
Okay, number 25. I don't know. Come on, it's just random. 25. Give me 25.
What's your favorite holiday and why?
My favorite holiday was 2017.
What?
December 2017 when we were going to Dubai.
Oh, I remember.
Yes.
We are going to see the lights.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun things that we did.
You should check it out.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful place. And my sister and her family was there. They're so nice. They invite us there. And we're so grateful that we have the opportunity to go to meet them and to see such a beautiful place.
Okay, lad, you want to hear mine?
We were expecting that they're going to have Expo 2020, Dubai Expo 2020, right?
Yeah, but
sadly they're postponing it to 2021 because of the COVID.
Yeah.
Okay, we have to finish up the episode.
Yeah.
And let's pray that our situation, COVID, is going to pass real soon and we're going back to normal as if we are abnormal right now.
Oh right? Yeah, I got some news. The news is you can actually put a question on Ask Us.
Yes. It's in our Facebook page, right?
Yeah, go to our Facebook page.
Search for Bad Podcast. We have a
where
Facebook
you can
page.
See two handsome dudes.
Just boys talk.
See you guys later. Beat Bad Podcast. Just boys talk.
Not Beat Podcast. It's Bad Podcast.
Bro. I know.
Bad podcast. Be my dad. Podcast.
Just boy talk.
Just boys talk.
See you later. Goodbye.